the members of the body of Christ. Ephesians 1:22 through 23 say, "And he subjected all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all." In his ascension, Christ is the head of the body of Christ, which is the church. Not figuratively, as in the president or the leader of the church, but literally. You can see there is a body in this universe, which is the body of the incarnated, crucified, resurrected, and ascended Christ. Finally, let's see how this wonderful head relates to us. Romans 12:5 says, "So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another." By believing into him and receiving him into us to be our life, we, yes, that's you and I, become the many members, the parts of this universal body of Christ. Praise the Lord! How awesome it is, dear Lord Jesus, that you are now our life and that we are the members of your body. Amen.